The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Well, let me begin just with an apology for my voice. And I'm subjecting you to my bronchitis-inflicted voice. I'm better now, praise God, but the voice is the last thing to come back to 100%. Will you turn with me to the Lord in prayer? Oh God, thank you that you are with us. Thank you that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in our midst. And even though we are a small crowd this morning, we thank you for being here in our midst, and I thank you that you are with everyone who's watching online. And we pray for your presence to be with all those who are without heat or shelter this morning. We pray for those of our first responders and all in our community who are going to be working overtime through this storm. Pray for your protection on each one, and pray for those who are vulnerable right now. And we ask, Lord, as we turn to your word, that your Holy Spirit would lead us into your truth. We pray that through your word, Lord, that you would speak to us of your consolation, of your goodness, of your glory that you've revealed to us in Jesus Christ. And that we might receive this and it might be planted in our souls and grow and bear fruit for your kingdom. That we might be for the praise of your glory. All this we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Are you prepared for eternity? This is the question I want to open with us today. Are you prepared for your own death? Is another way of asking this. We as a culture don't like to talk about death. We like to avoid it. We like to push it off. We like to pretend it doesn't exist. And I know there are many, especially who are getting older, who find themselves terrified of death. Part of the Christian life, a big part of the Christian life, is preparing for a holy death and making ourselves ready here and now for whenever the Lord would take us. And hopefully many of us, it's still a far-off reality we have to reckon with, but for some of us, it's not that far off. And for any of us, this day could be our last. So are you ready for eternity? Are you ready to face death whenever it does come to you? Part of what we do in our lives of discipleship is bringing ourselves into God's presence more and more, that the Holy Spirit might sanctify us, might assure us of His salvation, so that we are more and more confident each day of where we are going. We're more and more confident each day of the sovereign hand of God on us. That whether we live or die, we are for the Lord. For us to live is Christ and to die is gain. That's the goal of what we're after in the Christian life. So today, on the 12th day of Christmas, it is still Christmas, the last day of Christmas. On this 12th day of Christmas, we're going to look at this gospel lesson and the example of Simeon, the prophet, who was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And as he waited, as he was longing to see the Lord's Christ, to see the Messiah, the salvation that had been promised to him that he would see, he had made himself ready. And then when he encounters the Lord Jesus as an 8-day-old baby, he says, "Now I'm truly ready. Now, Lord, you can let your servant go in peace." So I want to look at Simeon. I want to invite you to open your Bibles with me to Luke 2, starting at verse 22. Simeon's introduced in verse 25 to us. And Simeon was a man who was filled with longing, filled with expectation. He lived his whole life in anticipation of the salvation that was promised to him and to all of Israel, that God told him through the Spirit. We don't know how this happened. He received a prophetic word, or just the Lord spoke to him sovereignly, that you will not die before you see the Messiah, before your eyes behold him and you hold him in your arms. So Simeon had this longing and this expectation based on the promise of God. And this longing that was built up in him was built out of knowing that things were not yet as they should be. Knowing that things were not yet what God had promised they would be. That he was promising a Messiah. He was promising salvation. And it was not yet here. So this longing in him grew for the not yet to come. Knowing that things were not yet as they should be, not yet as God intended them to be. That this world is broken, infected by sin. That we are fallen away from God. Something in us is broken in our relationship with him. But that salvation is coming. What are the deep longings of your heart? What are the deep expectations and hopes that you have? The things that when you're most honest with God, that your heart cries out to him for. Simeon was longing for the salvation of God that was promised to him. And he had faith, he had trust that God would fulfill that promise. And so he was in the temple constantly waiting. He was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And it says the Holy Spirit was upon him because he gave himself to this promise. He gave himself in faith completely to the promise of God, trusting that God would follow through on his word. So as he is led by the Holy Spirit through his whole life, he's given this promise through the Holy Spirit. He's led day by day by the Holy Spirit. And then when he comes to that day in the temple, the Holy Spirit points him toward this baby. We're not told exactly how it happens, but I kind of have this vision in my mind of like when the Lord spoke to Samuel and pointed out David, said, "This is the one. This is the one, the consolation of Israel, the Messiah. This is the one you've been waiting for." Just impressed that upon his heart and mind. And he knew with certainty that the promise had been fulfilled. That this is the consolation of Israel. He had found it. Now, consolation is this idea of a comfort, a rest, a peace that comes after turmoil and trouble and hardship. Consolation comes after the difficulties. Consolation comes when resolution comes, when conflict is resolved, or when circumstances change, or when the promise is fulfilled. There's consolation that gives to us this rest, this peace in our souls. It's some of the old language, they call it a repose of the soul. I think about the hymn, the great hymn, the O Little Town of Bethlehem, written in the 19th century, about the Lord Jesus, even as a baby, where it says, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." In this little child is the consolation that everyone's been waiting for. All the hopes, all the fears, all the anxieties, all the worries, all the expectations and longings for something yet to come is met here in this child. And so Simeon takes this child in his arms and he blesses God. He says, "Now, Lord, now that I hold this consolation, this salvation in my arms, you can let me go in peace." He says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation. My life is complete now. I can die a happy man," as we sometimes say. Everything is complete. My eyes have seen your salvation that you've prepared in the presence of all people. This is the light to the Gentiles. That all of Israel was always meant to be a light to the Gentiles, to a witness to the whole world. And Israel had failed at that again and again and again. And here is the fulfillment of that purpose. This is the light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This is the glory that all of Israel has been waiting for and has been prepared for. So all of this is happening right in his arms at a baby 8 days old. And think about this. Simeon says, "I have everything I need now. Lord, you can let me go. I can die in peace because all is fulfilled because he has seen this baby. He's seen this 8-day-old baby." Now, Simeon never heard the teachings of Jesus. He never heard the revelation about the kingdom of God and what it is like. He never heard about who God is based on Jesus' revelation. Simeon never witnessed the cross, the substitutionary atonement of Jesus, his shed blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Simeon never witnessed the resurrection, the conquering of death for our sakes that opened the way for us to eternity. Simeon never witnessed Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God with us, fulfilled internally, in us, intimately, through the Holy Spirit. Simeon never got to experience any of that. But he held Jesus in his arms, and that was enough. He said, "My eyes have beheld your salvation. This is all I need. I have everything I need now. So, Lord, you can let me go." He met Jesus, and that was enough for him. Now, if you're familiar with our Book of Common Prayer, you'll know that the Canticle of Simeon, as it's called, is something that we'll say at evening prayer and especially at Compline, night prayer. And it's become one of my practices to pray Compline at night. And I would highly recommend it. And if you don't have a prayer book, I'd be happy to give you one. But if you have one, end your day with praying Compline. It's a beautiful day to a beautiful time to set yourself before the Lord, reflecting upon the day, giving thanks, and then resting in God's promise and saying, the day is complete, all is past. I give it into your hands so that I can rest. And the Canticle of Simeon is the last part of Compline that we pray and end the day with. This prayer of repose, this prayer of rest, this prayer of release unto the Lord. My eyes have seen your salvation. I have everything I need because of your promises given through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, let your servant go in peace. The end of every day is a little death. The day is past. It's gone. We can't get it back. So we give it all unto the Lord and say, it's yours. I am yours. Let me rest in your peace. It's also a canticle that we'll say at the end of life and doing last rites for someone. To say at the end of someone's life, and sometimes they're at the point of such weakness they can't pray, they can't speak. But to have those words spoken over you, Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace. Because of a life that's lived in Christ, a life that has been fulfilled in the promises that you've given in Christ, a life that's pursued the godliness that you have called us to, a life that's lived in the rhythms of grace that you have given us to, everything is complete. All is done. There's nothing more to do. So Lord, let your servant go in peace. And I've experienced this multiple times. I've heard from others a lot of times that we'll pray those last rites over someone. And it's, in a sense, the permission they need to let go and to give their life unto the Lord. But the point is for us, whether we're preparing for death on the sooner side or it's still long off, if we have Christ, and if Christ has us, then we can rest in peace. We can live and die in peace. We can know the security of God's promises fulfilled. We can know the consolation of everything our hearts have longed for is met in Christ. And Christ has given himself to us. I love the medieval mystic Julian of Norwich. She had a vision of Jesus who said to her, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. That comfort and assurance that we have in the presence of Jesus Christ through the Spirit that's been given to us, that's God with us, that promise of Emmanuel, that no matter the storms of life, literal or spiritual or mental, all shall be well. All manner of things shall be well. For my eyes have seen your salvation. I have known the consolation of your salvation that you have promised. This prayer of Simeon and the disposition of the heart that it represents for us to strive for, it expresses our confidence and our trust in the one who is our salvation and the reality of the kingdom of his to which we belong. And the gift of Christmas to us is that we can know this consolation. We can know this rest, this security, this peace here and now. And even as we come to Holy Communion and you hold Christ in your hands, taste him on your tongue, consume his presence into your body. Lord, now you can let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.